Well, Darcy Moore's a young man who looks like he's having a bit of fun playing AFL footy, and he's been good. Last time we had Moore in the studio, it was the father Peter and your Welsh Terrier or whatever he's got.
The West Highland Terrier, yeah. Bucky.
How are you,
mate? Yeah, really well, mate. Thanks for having
me. The fun thing's interesting. We talk about this from time to time. Here you are, you know, the earlier stages of your AFL career. Is it still fun, or do you notice once you get to that level, it becomes so serious that the fun has to be parked somewhere sort of deep in the recesses of
life? That's definitely a word that I use to people. Like, they say, what's it like? And I just said, it's great fun. Like, I think as a AFL player, you kind of have to connect to that as much as you can and remind yourself that, you know, we started playing the game because it's fun. And obviously, like, results like the weekend, and you have meetings upon meetings upon meetings during the week, and you can kind of lose the fun a little bit. Mm. But it's definitely still there. It's definitely why we do it. Yeah.
Good. Hey, Darcy, good. When you hear Brendan Bolton say something like being comfortably uncomfortable, as a player, as a young player, do you understand what he's talking about?
Yeah, I think so. He's getting it, like, you know, finding a way to challenge yourself and not being scared when you're out of your comfort zone, and as much as you can be. It sounds a bit like a paradox, but it makes a bit of sense to me.
If you start using words like paradox as an AFL player in an interview,
you are
going to be thrown out of the game.
You're on, in fact,
very, very quickly.
Never mind, it's in this room, I would say you're on probation.
We don't know what the word means.
But what about...
Don't go start throwing your private school education around here, Darcy.
Crikey, just throwing it in our face. You're a guest here, son. Hey, now, when you think of... you're lucky because you grew up, I suspect, and you had great guidance from your parents and your dad, who's been through the caper for many, many years, played at the highest level and was a superstar. But what about now that you are an AFL player, what about off-field? What about, you know, walking to through the fans? What about dealing, going out at night? Has there been a significant change because of your status?
Oh, certainly. I think everyone notices it. You go from like a regular 18-year-old kid just, you know, trying to finish school and just have a bit of fun, and then all of a sudden people are stopping you on the street and, you know, yelling out your name. And I had one even through the car window. Mm. My car window was open the other day and someone just yelled through it and almost climbed on in next to me.
What did they yell?
They just yelled, "Oh, it's just Darcy Moore. Good morning."
A Collingwood fan, obviously.
And so, apparently. So, definitely. I mean, it's definitely something that after, you know, 2 or 3 months, you definitely get used to it.
But there are pitfalls that come along with that. Mm-hmm. And is it something that it's hard to stay away from some of those pitfalls?
Oh, not really. I think as long as you're in a circle, so your family and your friends and your loved ones, you know, treat you the same, and mine certainly do, and keep me really grounded, then I think that's really important, because, like, ultimately it's really the fact that I run around for 2 hours on the weekend doesn't really have anything to do with my sense of, you know, self-worth or value, really. So those are the people that really know me and whose opinions of me, you know, I really care about and like spending time with. So if a couple of people are gonna, you know, yell out or whatever, it's not really significant or really important.
Hey, Darcy, there's a lot of ink in the dressing rooms there at Collingwood. Was that any advice that might have been given to you by your mum or your dad? Look, I don't mind you playing AFL football. I'm excited about you going to Collingwood, but please don't come home with a sleeve.
Yeah, my mum would just definitely kill me. Like, she would just, she would absolutely lose it. And she definitely sat me down and had that chat.
You did have that chat?
Yeah, we definitely had that chat. But my dad had just, I don't think he'd confront me about it, but he'd certainly shake his head and he wouldn't be happy.
I sort of look at Swanee, I think, you know, he's a bad boy, Swanee. In the nicest possible way, he'd be trying to lure you into that dark, seedy tattoo den at some stage. Has he tried you?
Well, he got Geordie to go. He got a tattoo in about mid-December, after about 6 weeks of training, and he'd already got inked up. So, he fell for it.
Hey, feeling comfortable at the level is something I imagine is a real challenge for all young players coming in. And watching you play your footy, you seem like you're really comfortable at the level. You're quite happy to, you know, get in Travis's face and have a chat to him and engage with the senior players around the place. Do you feel like you've made that sort of mental transition quite quickly?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. You know, you talk about that feeling like you belong, and sometimes it it can be as hard playing against teams as it is playing with guys, because you look around and you go, oh, do I belong here? Like, you know, am I good enough? This is, you know, Travis Cloke, a champion goalkeeper of the club, and running out alongside him. But I'd just say it's just a testament to the culture of the club and the playing group. Like, you know, no one's untouchable, and that, you know, we're a pretty even group, and, you know, everyone gives and receives feedback the same. So as much as I get given information and told things that I take on board, so does everyone else. Yeah.
And did you feel that way from day one, or was that something you did something in a practice game or in an AFL game where you kind of you turned a corner? There was a moment where you thought, oh yeah, now I'm here, I've sort of arrived. Or was that encouraged from Bucks and the rest of the coaches pretty much from day one?
Yeah, I think as a player personally, it's definitely action. You want your actions to speak louder than your words. So you got, what is it, 4 months of a preseason to kind of show people what you can do without being able to play. Yep. And you definitely want to put it out there on the field and show people and turn a corner, as you say. But to be honest, it's as you, when you walk in the club, you're given a certain amount of respect, and then it's just sort of it's up to you how you want people to regard you. And and I suppose as a young player, in my experience, that was the most frustrating thing about injury, was just not being able to show, you know, my coaches and my teammates, you know, what kind of player I was and what I could do and what I could bring to the team.
You had a couple of your teammates, Lachie Keith and Josh Thomas, go through a real difficult phase. Mm-hmm. What sort of impact did that have on the group? And also, do you think it had an impact on the entire competition?
Yeah, I think it's just a reminder of you know, how fleeting your career can be. And sometimes, you know, the environment that we live in makes us feel like we're 10 foot tall and bulletproof, and that, you know, this is our career and we've earned it and it's all ours. But for me, it was just a reminder of just how quickly it can be taken away by something that, you know, you don't see coming. So, and it's definitely had a galvanising effect on the playing group. I mean, to go through something like that externally, to be, you know, have that perception, you know, invoked upon us, it was pretty difficult, especially coming, I think it was the week of round one. So it definitely brought us all together, and you know, we stay in contact with them because they're our teammates. And but it was, for me, it was just a really unique situation and something I've never had to go through before. So it was a learning curve as much as anything else.
Talking to Collingwood up-and-coming youngster Darcy Moore. Darcy, at what age do you think you decided that, I want to be an AFL player?
Yeah, it was. So I obviously played my whole life, and I was pretty good. And, you know, you're winning trophies when you're 9 and 10 and you're not really thinking about it. But I think I was about 15, and I was injured most of the year and sort of was not really enjoying it that much. And I kind of sat down with Dad at the end of the year, and we decided that, nah, this is what I seriously want to do. And that was the age when guys that I went to school with and guys that I knew started getting drafted, and I saw it, and I was sort of seeing it up close and going, yeah, this is definitely something that I want to do. And then beyond there, it became, what sacrifices do I have to make to get there? And then and then around that time as well is when I first started having a relationship with, one-on-one relationship with Bucks, who helped me get there, and you know, just really provided a great insight and another sort of perception. And then that relationship was something that I really valued through, you know, the 3-4 years that it took me to get to where I am.
Wouldn't mind picking up your old man's lifestyle, would you? I mean, I see him swanning around a little Porsche. He heads off to the snow.
Little puppy dog.
Yeah. He's an oil baron. He's got all bases covered, the old man.
He does,
hasn't he?
Too. I often lay into him that he doesn't really actually, I haven't actually seen him do any work. So, you know, every 4 or 5 weeks he'll go to a meeting in the city and he'll suit up for it. But, that's about it, to be honest.
What a life.
It seems like you've got also a great understanding of the community and how you need to assist, because you're part of this group called Ladder that deals with young homeless individuals, but this is not something that was encouraged by Collingwood. This is something that you've actually did prior to that, I believe. Is that right?
Well, you know, through the PA, the Ladder are the official AFL Players Association charity, and we provide some money for them and every year. So I just sort of went along and got involved, and now I'm mentoring a young homeless boy who's, you know, 16, 17. So it's really rewarding. And through school I went to Carey Grammar, and there was a strong humanitarian philanthropic branch of that program. So I was able to get amongst some pretty empowering causes and empowering people. So
good on
that's
you.
How I got amongst it. Yeah.
Good man.
What an impressive young man you are. We'll talk about you a bit more when you're gone. Just, before you go, when you're here.
Before you go, can you just tell Gozy on what paradox means?
Let's break that word down.
You're going to run him through the fast five?
I think we do. We do. It's fast five.
Hide those questions from him, Otto, so he can't.
Just need your quick response.
There you go.
Don't think about it too much.
No.
And try and keep it on our level, please. A little bit of think music in the back, or not music, ticking going in the background. Okay. If you could name a team of three you'd own in a debating contest, who would it be?
From
your team.
Yeah, from Collingwood, yeah.
One would definitely be Braden Maynard. Two, Ben Kennedy. Three, Dane Swan.
Which player will have the most regret because of the ink they got when they were having...
When they're turning 60.
Oh, well, just doesn't have to be that, just from the team.
Well, you'd have to say Dane. Dane Swan, he's got the most, so I'll say him.
Who'd be the most suited to crossing to the NFL? Which one of your teammates?
Jack Frost, he's a freak athlete.
Who's most likely to cry at the movies? The sensitive type?
Brody Grundy.
Well, I imagine you'd be a crier at the movies. I imagine you'd be one of those. Sensitive young man.
Good. And who's the tightest teammate? Who's...
Matt Schoenberg.
Really?
No good.
Good at all. We got breakfast once and we both got parking fines. And he reminded me about it every day for the next month. He couldn't get over it.
Mate, I hope he sent it to the club.
It's great to see you doing what you're doing in the earliest stages of your footy career, mate. And it's been a real pleasure to meet you this morning. Thanks for coming in and having a chat. And good luck with everything that lies in front of you for the next however many years.
Thanks very much, Andy.
Good on you.
On you, Dust.